Deus in adutorium meum intende, Domine ad adiuvandum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. Faith of our fathers living still, in spite of dungeon, fire, and sword, oh, how our hearts beat high with joy whene'er we hear that glorious word. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. Our fathers chained in prisons dark were still in heart and conscience free. How sweet would be their children's fate if they like them could die for thee. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. Faith of our fathers, Mary's prayers shall win all nations unto thee, and through the truth that comes from God, mankind shall then indeed be free. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. Faith of our fathers, we will love both friend and foe in all our strife, and preach thee too as love knows how, by kindly words and virtuous life. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. I saw a vast crowd of countless numbers from every nation standing before the throne. The Lord's revelation to my master: sit on my right, your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power, rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change: you are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The Master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I saw a vast crowd of countless numbers from every nation standing before the throne. God tried them and found them worthy of himself. They shall receive a crown of glory from the Lord. I trusted even when I said, I am sorely afflicted. And when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted. How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. God tried them and found them worthy of himself. They shall receive a crown of glory from the Lord. By your own blood, Lord, you brought us back to God from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You made us a kingdom for our God. O Lord, our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power. For you have created all things, by your will they came to be and were made. Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals. For you were slain, with your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. By your own blood, Lord, you brought us back to God from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You made us a kingdom for our God. A reading from St. Paul's second epistle to the Corinthians. You are the temple of the living God. just as God has said. I will dwell with them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Since we have these promises, beloved, let us purify ourselves from every defilement of flesh and spirit, and in the fear of God, strive to fulfill our consecration perfectly. Let the saints rejoice in the Lord.
Let the saints rejoice in the Lord.
God has chosen you as his own.
Rejoice in the Lord.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Let the saints rejoice in the Lord.
How glorious is that kingdom where all the saints rejoice with Christ. Clothed in white robes, they follow the Lamb wherever he goes. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their throne, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini, eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. How glorious is that kingdom where all the saints rejoice with Christ. Clothed in white robes, they follow the Lamb wherever he goes. God is the reward of all the saints. Let us joyfully call upon him. Lord, save your people. O God, through your Son, Jesus Christ, you built your church on the foundation of the apostles. Keep their teachings secure among your faithful people.
Lord, save your people.
You made the martyrs powerful witnesses, even to the point of giving up their lives. Help all Christians to give faithful witness to your Son.
Lord, save your people.
You gave holy virgins the gift of imitating the virginity of Christ. May those consecrated to virginity be steadfast witnesses to the coming of your kingdom.
Lord, save your people.
Your saints now see you face to face. Keep alive in our hearts the hope of coming at last into your presence.
Lord, save your people.
Bring all who have died into the company of heaven with Mary, Joseph, and all your saints, and give us also a place in the unending fellowship of your kingdom.
Lord, save your people.
Pater noster, qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in caelo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Almighty ever-living God, by whose gift we venerate in one celebration the merits of all the saints, bestow on us, we pray, through the prayers of so many intercessors, in abundance of the reconciliation with you, for which we earnestly long, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam. Amen.
Regina Caeli,
Alleluia. Ora pro nobis Deo.